Hang on a minute. Well, let's just do it. Next patient is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Stipple, S-T-I-S-T-R-I-P-L-E, Stipple. Date of birth is 12/29/58. This is a 66-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with end-stage dementia. Patient has had tremendous amount of weight loss, has had recent falls, suffers from hypertension, sundowner syndrome, coronary artery disease, gastroesophageal reflux, gouty arthritis, BPH, and Parkinsonism. Actually, the patient has end-stage Parkinsonism associated with dementia. Lewy body dementia. Period. Patient is ADL dependent. He's very confused. He cannot get to the bathroom. He wears a diaper and is bowel and bladder incontinent. Recent hospitalization on allergy Motrin. Social originally from Houston, used to be a CAD, CAD operator. He's single, has been married twice, has four children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Medical problems as above, surgery, no recent surgery reported. Patient is very confused, he's very thin, he's at a high risk of fall, he's standing up, and he's having difficulty ambulating. The caretaker tells me that he's mostly bedbound, but he does get out of bed in the evening time when he gets very confused. Medication includes Sinemet, 25-250 TID, Bentyl 10 milligram PRN, Senna for constipation, Neurontin 300 BID, Flomax 0.4 once a day, Prilosec 20 milligram a day, Isradiol 30 milligram BID, Allopurinol 100 milligram once a day, Lisinopril 10 milligram a day. No, Lipitor 40. No, Lisinopril 40 milligram a day. Lipitor 40 milligram a day. Metoprolol 50 milligram twice a day, Zyprexa 2.5 milligram at bedtime, Buspar 5 milligram TID, and Proscar 0.5 milligram once a day. Blood pressure is 100 over 60, or 297%, pulse is 54. Heart positive, swarm positive, verse 2. A regular heart rate noted, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows no edema, severe muscle wasting noted, neurological and non-focal. Here we have a 66-year-old gentleman with end-stage Parkinsonism associated with Lewy body dementia, hallucination, weight loss, decreased appetite, bowel and bladder incontinent, high risk of fall. ADL dependent, coronary artery disease, anxiety, patient. It has been very difficult for patient to stay in bed because of his Lewy body dementia and hallucination. The Lewy body is the hallmark of Parkinsonism associated with dementia. Overall prognosis is quite poor. His other comorbidities include gastroesophageal reflux, angina, coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, irritable bowel syndrome, sundowner syndrome, and Zyprexa. I have recommended increasing the Zyprexa to 2.5 milligram 2 at nighttime. It's very difficult to control the behavioral issues in this population. Nevertheless, if the Zyprexa is not adequate, add addition of Tegretol and or Seroquel may be helpful. We'll discuss with the medical director as well regarding his recommendations and the current medications. As far as recent falls are concerned, he moving off for extremities, there doesn't appear to be any evidence of fractures and or any other issues of concern at this time. Thank you. Nevertheless, he needs to be, his medication should be increased to the point that he is comfortable staying in bed since mechanical restraining is not an option. Thank you.